le nom des rues de Saint-Louis à la française.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Isabel Heidbreder leads a French class at Alliance Française in University City. Heidbreder is from France and says she loves living in St. Louis, but often encounters the peculiar way locals pronounce some of the city's street names and places.
I still pronounce them the French way because to me it makes more sense. So, you know, when I say, oh, you know, I go to a place at the corner of Gravois and Jefferson, people look at me and go, oh? And so I go, oh, Gravois and Jefferson. And then they go, ah.
With an informal street survey, it's not hard to hear the difference. St. Louis native Bill Garvin, for instance, says he'd have a hard time understanding the names in any other way than how he learned growing up.
Well, if you want me to give you directions, you'd have to say it the right way. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a clue. Huh?
Like the do you know where Debalvier is?
Devolver? Yeah, that's out at Forest Park.
Kelly Flatt from the Metro East says even modern technology doesn't offer much help when it comes to pronunciation.
Have you listened to the GPS say the names of the street?
Oh.
Gribouille's. Or, you know, some of the names. We used to live in Soulard, my husband and I. We lived in Soulard for 7 years. Lafayette, you know, so she actually has a little bit of an accent, so it's funny.
Indeed, a number of GPS navigators struggle with names of St. Louis streets.
Turn right onto De Bolivier Avenue.
Turn right, Highway 30, Gravois Avenue.
In a quarter mile, turn left onto Chudo Avenue.
Bob Moore is a historian at the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial. He says even the early French speakers in St. Louis had their own unique way of saying names.
We know today that the way that the people spoke, their inflections and accents in early St. Louis, was very different from Parisian French.
Moore explains that the early French in St. Louis, because they were somewhat isolated from other areas of New France, developed their own way of speaking. Today, that dialect is sometimes called Paw-Paw French and can still be heard in the music and language of nearby Missouri communities like Old Mines and St. Genevieve. And while the dialect hung on in such areas, St. Louis saw waves of newcomers who brought with them other languages. Moore says by the mid-19th century, most of the French had been marginalized by American Anglos and German and Irish immigrants.
So by about 1850, over half the city really was composed of people that were not born in the United States.
Moore says around this time, city leaders decided to name certain streets in honor of St. Louis's founders as a way to educate the newer population. Since then, the names have transformed into the way we hear them today. But according to Moore, some names have stayed true to St. Louis's original inhabitants. Chudo, for instance, which a traditional French speaker like Madame Heidbreder would pronounce
Chudo,
was likely pronounced in colonial St. Louis the way we still hear it today. Moore explains that writers spelled names phonetically back then. He points to the historic letters of George Rogers Clark, which reference the city's famous founding family.
He wrote their name phonetically, and he spelled it S-H-O-T-O. Chudo, just the way St. Louisans pronounce it today.
So much has changed in 250 years since French explorers landed near what's now downtown. At least some things still remain the same. Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio, and The Beacon.